There are lots of do's and don'ts about owning a property that may be on the historic register. The Historic Hawaii Foundation, along with the Honolulu Chapter of American Institute of Architects, will focus on the greening of Hawaii's heritage homes. It's a series of workshops that launches next week, Monday.
This is a class that's called Greening Measures for Hawaii's Heritage Homes. It's a five-part class where people can come to one, some, or all of the classes. But they are focused on ways to add sustainability measures to older homes. So we've got a lot of 50 years and older residential homes throughout the islands. And a lot of them are very interested in bringing in energy efficiency, water efficiency, ways to reduce their carbon footprint or to just live lighter on the land. So we decided to bring those two things together and teach people how they can both preserve the characteristics of their historic home while adding these sustainability measures.
So if this was a homeowner, let's say, who wanted to put solar panels on their home, I mean, would this be the kind of thing you might want to go to?
That's a great example. So solar panels or other ways to conserve energy or to, again, reduce energy use can certainly be done in a way that is compatible with the historic character. But it has to be done thoughtfully, deliberately, and with an eye towards what's the right technology and where's the right location. So solar is one example. So are water catchment, energy efficient appliances, looking at ways to use landscaping and thoughtful gardening or water catchment techniques. We're looking at composting, we're looking at weatherizing, looking at just different ways to enhance the use of the natural climate.
So are there, let's say, like national standards when it comes to this whole sustainability greening of homes?
There certainly are. We have national standards for historic preservation generally, and then within that, there are more specific standards for historic buildings. And within that, there are guidelines on ways to integrate sustainability with your historic building. So we'll be building on all of those national standards and applying them to our local climate here.
So what's the first class?
The first class will be on Monday, April 9th. We are partnering with AIA Honolulu, so it'll be at the Center for Architecture on Fort Street. And the classes will be every other Monday, five classes total, so over 10 weeks.
And will we be emphasizing the latter half of the series?
So the first class is the big overview. What is preservation? What is sustainability? How do they work together? The second class is on water conservation. Third one is on energy. Then the May 21st will be windows. Everybody has a lot of interest in how to take care of their wooden windows especially. And then the final class is on creating a sustainable and culturally sensitive landscape.
And so these classes then aren't just for homeowners who, you know, might have a historic home, but they're for professionals as well?
Professionals as well. They are certified for continuing education credits by AIA for architects. We believe landscape architects and planners, engineers, contractors may also benefit. But they really are for the benefit of homeowners and tenants, people who are hands-on. So some do it yourself, some tips for hiring a professional, but really with this idea of being practical, pragmatic, and applying theory to practice.
And have things changed over the years, you know, as the technology has advanced with some of these issues?
I think there's been a greater awareness and a greater interest. People are looking for ways that they can be good stewards of not only historic and cultural resources, but of environmental and natural resources. So this pulls together that in that ethic, really. So the technology is always evolving, but there's a lot that was done originally, especially with siting, looking at the relationship to prevailing winds or using shade appropriately or looking at permaculture and permeable surfaces. So a lot of that has been part of Hawaii's design ethic for a good 100 years.
Now, I know with solar, though, with the advances, with the technology, there are, you know, we have these huge panels now on a lot of buildings, but I know that they're experimenting with these smaller particles, if you will, that will actually go on a shingle. And I think at the University of Hawaii, there are some, you know, different types of technologies, that they, like a film they roll out. So are those kinds of things that are, you know, what's integrated in classes like this?
I think technology is one element of it, and we'll certainly bring in as much on that as we can. Another element of that is just reduction of energy consumption, so conservation as much as generation. So solar generates new power, but if you can reduce the amount of power you're using in the first place, that's also a viable technique. So looking at energy-efficient light bulbs, for example, or zoning your air conditioning so it doesn't run all the time. So there's ways that technology can help, but there's also just using planning and maintenance and thinking through the entire footprint as well.
Okay. Anything else you can share with us about the Historic Hawaii Foundation and maybe some of the goals going forward?
Well, Historic Hawaii Foundation helps people save historic places. So we do that in a variety of ways. These educational series are to empower people to make informed choices. And it's not only for listed historic homes, it's also for just older homes and people who may be interested in applying some of these techniques. We also work with other property owners, not just residential, but commercial and institutional, you know, museums and schools and churches and temples and property owners to help them understand what they have and how to best take care of it.
What's the biggest challenge facing the organization?
I think just the rapid rate of change puts a lot of pressure on some of our older areas. And I think there are ways to balance preservation with contemporary needs and being harmonious with who we are as a community now. But there's a lot of pressure, and trying to strike that balance and help people identify what's most important and how to take care of it is a constant challenge.
And you folks have been, I think, working with the various agencies that look at historic structures and cultural resources to be able to identify maybe the best examples of, let's say, a certain type of building or period, because a lot of homes in Hawaii are historic if you go by the, you know, the 50-year, you know, age threshold. And but you're doing more of that, right, identifying maybe the most threatened?
We have a couple of programs to draw attention, and one that has been very popular over the years has been our Most Endangered Historic Places program. There's a section at historichawaii.org that is organized by island, and it highlights what are some of the endangered, threatened historic places that really do need attention or conservation or some kind of stewardship to ensure that they remain part of our legacy going forward. So that's on the kind of take action now side. And then we also have an annual awards program that really highlights preservation achievements. There are some wonderful people and groups that are working really hard to save historic places, and it's great to be able to draw attention to some of those and tell their stories and what they've done to be able to perpetuate and preserve some very important historic sites. So our annual awards program happens in May.
All right. So lots of different fronts that you're tackling, just to kind of preserve the history and have these structures available so that we can all enjoy them going forward.
And I would encourage everyone to enjoy them going forward. You know, when you go to your favorite places, think about the people who have come before and the people who will be coming after, and the role that we have to bridge those generations. It's pretty exciting.
That was Kirsten Faulkner of Historic Hawaii Foundation talking about an upcoming series of classes that kicks off next week, Monday. Again, those workshops open to interested homeowners as well as professionals. You can find out details on our webpage at hawaiipublicradio.org.